Hi everyone and welcome to Takes on for Torah number 218. Today I'd like to talk about something which is a little bit uncomfortable, and that is the mitzvah of Mila. We know that in this week's parsha we have the introduction of Avraham and Sarah, and the introduction of Avraham and his Mishnah. And so the pasuk tells us, "VaYavraham ben Tishim shana v'seisha shana v'yara Hashem al Avraham v'yira." Excuse me, v'yira Hashem al Avraham, and God appears to Avraham v'yomer elav, and he says to him, "Ani kel shakai hisalech lefanai v'yei samim." Walk before me and be samim. And he talks about the covenant that he's going to give to him in order to be samim, to become this perfect person, to perfect himself. And as the psukim go on to say, this is found in Perek Yud Zayin, we meet the mitzvah of Mila. Okay, the mitzvah of Mila is something that I'm sure everybody is very familiar with. On the eighth day of a baby's after a baby's born, they cut the foreskin off of the penis, and that's the mitzvah of Mila. It's done a particular way, and it's done with a particular, usually with an emissary, usually with a shliach who does it for a father, because a father is not qualified to do so. But what I wanted to talk about today is not the process. I'm not particularly comfortable talking about that. I'm usually one of the guys who sits in the bleachers when this is going on, but I wanted to talk about the meaning behind Mila. What's this all about? What are we after? What is the goal of this command? Why was Abraham commanded to do this? Where is it all from? So there are a lot of ideas. There are a lot of ideas that are offered through the course of history to explain the mitzvah of Mila. The Avudraham quotes a pasuk that we say in the process of doing the Mila. Ki chok b'she'eiro sam. A chok was placed in our flesh. The chok, referring to a chok, Avudraham says, it's a chok shein batam yudua lanu, alegzeras melech. It's just, that's what we do, because that's what we do. And so the Avudraham explains that there might not be such a strong reason for it, or there isn't such a strong reason to explain why we do it, but that we do it is because it's emphasized again and again in the Torah. And an RL, somebody who does not have a Mila, is limited from a variety of different things. For example, Karban Pesach. And so, of the reasons that exist, some speak of the act as just a particular sign. So, for example, some understand that it's a covenantal sign. Some understand that it's a sign of servitude. And to explain, let me quote you the Torah. The Torah says in Hilchos Mila, so the Torah says, mitzvah say that everybody circumcised their son. And it's greater, he says, greater than other mitzvah that have a punishment of karis, which is a severe punishment. There are 13 different covenants by Parshas Mila, 13 different times Brisas mentioned. And Avraham isn't considered complete until he has the circumcision. And tied to that covenant with Bris Mila is the giving of the land of Israel. And it saves from the judgment of Gehenim. As the Chazal, Rabbi, said that Avraham is sitting at the doors of Gehenim, so to speak. And he doesn't let anybody get in to Gehenim to be punished if they are circumcised. And the Arla, the foreskin, is gross. The Ode Kochavim are considered, the pagans who had it were considered to be lower in some way. Anybody who does not go through this process, or who undoes this process, there used to be a thing that somebody to be no longer identified as a Jew visibly would be Moshech Arla, so they would undo their circumcision somehow. One who does this, even though they're a big scholar and they have good deeds, they do not get a portion in the next world. And I'm still reading the Torah. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu got into trouble because he was traveling with his kids, and his kids had not been circumcised. Even for one moment, it had to be done. So he delayed it. Even though he was on his way, Al-Kain, therefore, because of all of the significance attributed to Mila, through all the different midrashim and all the different sources, Tzarechli Zar Bama'od, you have to be very careful. V'gam, ki hi os bris chasim bivsarenu, because it is the chasima, it's the seal in our flesh, ve'inu kashar kol mitzvos, and it's not just like the other mitzvos. You know, kamo tefillin v'tzitzis. Tefillin and tzitzis are wonderful covenants They're wonderful things to put on, but they come off. He says, "Sheinim kavun b'guf, k'sha kasha yasirim yasira os." You can hide the sign, you can take off the sign. Aval hamila he os chasam b'vsarenu mi'ida banu, shabacha banu Hashem mikol ha'amim. It shows that God chose us from all the nations. V'anachnu amo v'tzon mariso, asher l'dor v'dor, anachnu chayavim l'ovdo u'l'saper tehilaso. In every generation, we're obligated to serve and to speak praises for, meaning to develop a relationship with and to understand better. That's how he explains the mitzvah of milah. And the truth is, he throws in a lot of ideas over there. He talks about this idea of an os, of a sign, the sign of a covenant, of a deal, of a relationship, the sign of servitude. It's like, you know, some Rishonim talk about something being branded on a person. He talks about the fact that it's immovable, it doesn't come off us. Many Rishonim talk about this idea as well. The Sforno, for example, Vazeki Biyos Osa Brispazeha Aver. Right? Why is it on this of all the Avarim, of all the limbs? Why is it on this? It could have been on, you know, I don't know, on your ankle. Who knows? So he says it's Hamasaviv Nitzchios Bemin. It's because this is the eternal the organ, right? It's the organ that creates the eternity of the Jewish people. And so in the Torah's words of Asher L'dor V'dor, for every generation we need to do this, it's a reminder that in every generation we need to do this. And so some understand this just simply to be a mark. It is a mark which is symbolically placed in an important place, a place which represents the generations, but ultimately it is a mark. That's how one idea understands. Another idea understands that the act of doing the milah, right, finishing off the human body, is also part of it. Now, it could be, again, it's also a mark, and it could be also in a particular place for a particular reason to tell this, to make this message more known. But the Sefer HaChinuch, for example, it says, we are meant to finish off man. HaChinuch says, Ki yadua l'mevinim shetashlum tzuras ha'adam, to complete the image of man, b'hasir imenu oso arla, it completes what a man is supposed to appear like. The Ratzah, he says later, the Ratzah lihiyos ha'ashlama al yidei ha'adam. It's not God who should do this for us. We should do this ourselves. V'lo b'ro shalem mibeten. And we're not built perfectly from the womb. Lirmo is a love ki ka'asher tashlam tzuras gufo al yado. Kiin biyado lahashlam tzuras nafsho bihi kosher pu'ulo sav. The same way we can finish ourselves physically, so too we can finish ourselves spiritually, we can finish ourselves in our action. And this, of course, reminds us of the conversation of Rabbi Akiva and Ternus Rufus about what's better. Is it the things that man creates or the things that God creates? And Rabbi Akiva makes the point that, of course, bread is better than wheat, because bread is man's actions, and it's more, and it's more refined, and it's more useful than all of these other things. And so that's the Medrash, and that's the idea that we are here to complete things. Things are imperfect, the world is imperfect, but we are here to complete it, and we learn that lesson extremely early on. There are those who say that, of course, the Mila speaks to the organ that it's on, and it's there to minimize sexuality. It's to decrease the pleasure for a woman in the sexual act, or to decrease the pleasure for a man. That is an opinion that is out there. It might relate to the idea of karban and sacrifice, and, you know, your sacrifice and giving a little away, and that's, you know, one of these big debates about whether or not that's true or whether it's not true. There are those who thought that it was for hygiene, and that's something which obviously is not brought down in the Jewish sources. More recently, there's been, I don't know, scientific stuff supporting such things in the transmission of AIDS in Africa, but that's neither here nor there. I want to just quote you and read to you from the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. So it's interesting, he is of that opinion. He says, as regards circumcision, the opinion that I said before, I think that one of its objects is to limit sexual intercourse and to weaken the organ of generation as far as possible, and thus cause man to be moderate. This is part of the Rambam's idea of moderation, moderation always being the greatest possible thing. He says, some people believe that circumcision is to remove a defect in man's formation, but everyone can easily reply, how can products of nature be deficient so as to require external completion, especially as the use of the foreskin to that organ is evident. So he doesn't like the Chinuch's idea. It's interesting. He goes on to explain why he thinks it's because of the minimizing of pleasure. And then he says, this law can only be kept and perpetuated in its perfection if circumcision is performed when the child is very young. And here he explains why the child has to be young. First, he says, if the operation were postponed till the boy had grown up, he would perhaps not submit to it. I can hear that one. Secondly, he says, the young child has not much pain because the skin is tender and the imagination weak. For grown-up persons are in dread and fear of things which they imagine as coming sometime before these actually occur. As I would add, sometimes that's even scarier than it itself. And thirdly, he says, when a child is very young, the parents do not think much of him, because the image of the child that leads the parents to love him has not yet taken a firm root in their minds. The image becomes stronger by the continual sight. It grows with the development of the child, and later the image begins again to decrease and to vanish. He says the parents' love for the newborn child is not quite there yet, not quite developed, and it would allow the parents to submit to this. And whatever the reason, it's important, and important to be understood.